This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He will inaugurate two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. These include the Majlis Park Maujpur Babarpur Pink Line Corridor and the Dipali Chowk Majlis Park Magenta Line Corridor. The new connectivity will benefit several areas of Delhi. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new corridors under Phase 5A of the Delhi Metro, covering a route length of over 16 kilometers. The three new corridors are RK Ashram Mark to Indraprastha, Aerocity to Indira Gandhi Airport Terminal 1, and Tughlakabad to Kalindi Kunj. He will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple projects worth 15,200 crore rupees under the General Pool Residential Accommodation Redevelopment Plan. Spread across key locations, these projects are part of the government's ambitious program to modernize GPRA colonies and create world-class infrastructure for government employees and administrative offices. With Anand Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
International Women's Day is being observed today. The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings and best wishes to all the citizens of the country, especially to women, on the occasion of International Women's Day. To mark the occasion, various programs are being organized across the country. In New Delhi, President Draupadi Murmu will join the International Women's Day celebrations at Manekshaw Center. The Ministry of Women and Child Development organized a women-led walk titled Shakti Walk along Kartavyapath in the morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the achievements of country's Nari Shakti are a source of pride and a powerful reminder of their transformative role in nation building. In a series of tweets on International Women's Day, Mr. Modi extended his greetings to all the Nari Shakti. He said, as India progresses further, the aspirations and contributions of women will continue to guide our collective journey towards a strong and prosperous nation. The Prime Minister highlighted that across every field, women are shaping the country's progress with determination, creativity, and unmatched zeal. Mr. Modi said their achievements inspire the nation and strengthen the government's collective resolve to build a Viksit Bharat. He added that the empowerment of women is at the core of the government's various schemes and initiatives. He said the government is committed to creating opportunities that enable every woman realize her full potential and contribute to India's journey of development. Ministry of External Affairs or MEA has said that more than 52,000 Indian nationals have been safely brought back from the Gulf region to India between 1st to 7th of March following the outbreak of war in West Asia. The MEA said that of these, 32,107 passengers travelled on Indian carriers, while the rest were flown by foreign airlines. Meanwhile, in view of the prevailing situation in West Asia, the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has postponed its examinations for Class 12, scheduled on the 9th, 10th and 11th of March in the region. The board, in its statement, said that the new dates for the examinations shall be announced later. In Nepal, final results have been declared from 135 constituencies. Rashtriya Swatantra Party or RSP has 106 seats and is leading in 18 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. Rapper-turned-politician Balendra Shah's RSP is all set to form the next government after securing landslide victory and decimating the established parties. Popularly known as Balen, the 35-year-old prime ministerial candidate of RSP defeated four-time Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli of CPN-UML by a huge margin of about 50,000 votes in Chapa 5 constituency. Nepali Congress got 15 seats and is leading in three constituencies. UML got 7 seats and is leading in three. And NCP has won 6 seats and is leading in two. Counting is underway for 28 constituencies. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash in Ahmedabad today at 7 p.m. In All England Open Badminton Championship, Lakshya Sen will take on world number one of Chinese Taipei in the summit clash today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.